Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Hello, hello, hello. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for joining in. This is Verdia, Prophetess Verdia Hayward, with the Releasing the Sound Radio Blog Talk Show. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all the listeners who have that are listening. I just wanted to start off with prayer. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we worship and magnify your holy name, for you are the true and living God, and there's none like you, God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do on today. We thank you, Lord God, for yokes being destroyed because of your anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for understanding, Lord God, and clarity, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for precision, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are breaking and destroying, Lord God, shackles, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that you are setting us free. And Father, we bless you for it now. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins, sins that we know, sins that we do not know. We ask that you will blot out our transgressions, oh God, creating us a clean heart and renewing us the right spirit. Lord, have your way, oh God, on today. And we glorify you for it now. In Jesus' mighty matchless name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. So I just want to say thank you again for joining in, for releasing the sound, Radio Blog Talk Show, for the Blog Talk Show program. Thank you so much for joining in. So we're going to go ahead and start our message title, and that title is Purpose, Process, and Promise. Want to grab your Bibles? We're going to go to the book of Genesis, chapter 37. We're going to kind of move all over the place, but it's going to be a lengthy reading because I want to read all of it so that we can get an understanding. Amen. Because the Word of God says, with all thine getting, to get an understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Genesis 37 starts off by saying, by reading, so Jacob dwelt in the land which his father had been a stranger and sojourner, in the land of Canaan. This is the history of the descendants of Jacob, and this is Jacob's line. Joseph, when he was 17 years old, was shepherding the flock with his brothers. The lad was the son was the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, secondary wives. Amen. And Joseph brought to his brothers a bad report on them. And now Israel loved Joseph more than all the children because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a distinctive long tunic with sleeves. But when his brothers saw their father loved Joseph more than all the brothers, they hated him and could not say peace and friendly greeting to him or speak peaceably to him. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him still the more. And he said to them, listen now, and hear, I pray you, this dream that I have dreamed. We brothers were binding sheaves in the field, and behold, my sheaf arose and stood up, and behold, your sheaves stood around about my sheep and bowed down. Hallelujah. His brother said to him, Shall you indeed reign over us? Are you going to have us as your subjects and dominate us? And they hated him all the more for his dreams and for what he said. But Joseph dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brothers. Hallelujah. Now, you would think that he would stop right there because they were already angry at him. So when he told them the dream, they got even more angry because of the spirit of jealousy. Amen. So just going on, so he didn't told the dream again. So, but Joseph dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brothers also. He had said, see here, I have dreamed again. And behold, this time not only 11 stars, but also the sun and the moon down and did reverence to me. And he told it to his father as well, his brethren. But his father rebuked him and said to him, what is the meaning of this dream that you have dreamed? Shall I, your mother, and your brothers actually come to bow down ourselves to the earth and do? What was funny was because when I began to read this passage, the more and more he talked about the purpose, because we're talking about the purpose first, the more and more he talked about the purpose that God had given unto him, that God gave him in a dream. He was just, he was so excited inwardly because he was like, wow, God showed me something, you know. But the thing about it is that sometimes it's good to keep your mouth shut. When God shows you something, God don't always want us to release what he's doing. And so sometimes we have to have that spirit of discretion, have to keep it to ourselves. We can only, the only time that we're allowed to add, to share the things like that, is we have to pray about it first. So we have to ask God, God, do you want me to share this information? But Joseph was so excited, and then also he was man-pleasing, okay? Because remember, in the beginning, he had given a bad report about his brothers, and so this would, you know, help him, you know, if he's communicating with his brothers and telling them everything that's going on and excited about, he figured that this would bring them closer to him, but no, it drew them away further from him, made them mad, even the more at him. Amen? So sometimes it's better to keep your mouth shut. Hallelujah. Just hold on to the promise of God. Just keep that thing, keep that purpose hidden in your heart. Just hide it away in your heart until the time that God brings it to fruition. Amen? And so I just want to say, that even in this, and it's his father rebuked him because of the dream, because his father, they had understanding. If I want to take it back, they had the interpretation of the dream. Not only did the father have the interpretation of the dream, the brothers had the interpretation of the dream. Now, Joseph was sharing the dream, but he did not know he did not have the understanding of what the dreams meant. He was just going about saying, I had this experience, because he did not know. He really did not know, but he figured that this would be something that he could share. He was just so excited about it. But every time he would release that information, that privy information, they would get more angry. Amen. So Joseph's brothers went to the shepherd, Joseph's brothers envied him and were jealous of him. But his father observed the saying and pondered over him. So now his father felt some type of conviction because he was like, well, wait a minute, let me think about this thing. Let me ponder over this. Let me see what God is saying concerning this young man. So Joseph's brothers went to shepherd and feed their father's flock near Shechem. And one day Israel said to Joseph, do not your brothers shepherd my flock at Shechem? Come, and I will send you to them. And he said, here I am. And Jacob said to him, go, I pray you, see whether everything is all right with your brothers and with the flock. Then come back and bring me word. So he sent him out to Hebron Valley, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man he found, and behold, he had lost his way and was wandering in the open country. The man asked him, what are you trying to find? And he said, I am looking for my brothers. Tell me, pray you, where they are pasturing our flock. The man said, they were here. They have gone. I heard them say, let us go to shelter. And Joseph his brothers and found them at Dothan. And when they saw him far off, even before he came near to them, they conspired to kill him. And we know the word of God says that jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Amen. So that spirit of jealousy will cause anyone to do anything, especially those that are envious of what you have, what you're to do. Amen. And so, and they said one to another, see here, come this dreamer and master of dreams. So come on now. Throw his body into it. Then we will say to our some wild and ferocious animal have devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. Amen. And so they conspired to kill him because they had such jealousy in them. there was one brother that stood as an intercessor, and that was Reuben. Because Reuben said, now, Reuben heard it, and he delivered him by saying, let us. And he said to them, shed no blood, cast into the pit or well that wilderness, and lay no hand upon him. He was trying to get Joseph out of their hands in order to rescue him and deliver him again to his father. Amen. So he had to handle wisely, you know, in that type of situation. Because when you have people that are cruel, that are jealous, and that are conspiring to kill you, they will do whatever they got to do to make sure that they complete that assignment that they are set out to do. Amen. But Reuben, being part of those older brothers, he was like, no, 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 we're not going to kill him. We're not going to kill him. He stood as an intercessor to stand in a gap to make sure that Joseph was not killed. Amen. And he wanted to deliver him back to his father. So he figured if he had him thrown in the pit, that he could come back later to get him out the pit. Amen. So and Reuben said to them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit or well that is out here in the wilderness, and lay no hand on him. He was trying to get Joseph out of their hands in order to rescue him and deliver him again to his father. When Joseph had come to his brothers, they stripped him of his distinctive long garment he was wearing. Then they took him and cast him into the well, the pit, which was empty. There was no water in it. Amen. So pretty much they were going to cast him in there, and it was going to leave him to die. They stripped him of the coat of many colors. And the coat of many colors represented promise, the promises of God. As we know, the rainbow represents the promise, the covenant of God. So not only did Joseph's father favor him, but he made a covenant with him. Amen. And so in that, the brothers were so angry because he had that type of favor with him, with the father. They couldn't stand it. They couldn't stand it. But how many of you, God gives us a purpose. There's a lot of people out here, there's a lot of people that the devil uses to try to interfere with that purpose that God has put before us. Amen. And so Joseph did not know that even in revealing the dream, so that's revealing the purpose of Joseph, but also there's a process, but no one knows that the process can be so ugly. Amen. To be so ugly, to be thrown in a pit. But that doesn't stop there, because Joseph went through many, many, many tests. Many tests, many trials, many tribulations. Not only was he thrown in a pit, but he was not only left for dead by his brothers, but then they were going to leave him for dead, rather, I should say. He was trying to get Joseph out of their hands in order to rescue and deliver him again to his father. And when Joseph had come to his brothers, they stripped him of his distinctive long garment, which he was wearing. And then they had cast him, they took him and cast him into the well like pit, which was empty. There was no water in it. Then they sat down to eat their lunch. They it was like a form of mockery, because he didn't have no food. He didn't have no drink, no nothing. And when they looked up, behold, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites mixed with Arabians coming from Gilead, and with their camels bearing gum of the styrax tree, balm and balsam, and the myrrh of Lebanon. Going to their way, they carried them down to Egypt. And Judah said to his brothers, what do we gain if we slay our brother? So now now they're coming to an understanding, well, we can do something different instead of killing him. So he said, our brother can spill his blood. He said, we're not going to shed his blood. So what we're going to do, come let us sell him. So they sold him into slavery to the Ishmaelites, Midianites, and mixed Arabians who were approaching, and let not our hands be upon him. So they decided to sell him instead of leaving him for dead or killing him, you know, because they didn't want that blood on their hands, because sure enough, that blood would have been on their hands. For he is one of our brothers and our flesh, and his brothers consented. Then as the Midianite and the Ishmaelite merchants were passing by, the brethren pulled Joseph up and lifted him out of the well, and they sold him for 20 pieces of silver. You know, it kind of reminds me of what happened to Jesus. You know, Jesus was sold for a certain amount of silver. See, but the disciples now see the difference between Jesus knew the process, he knew the purpose, he knew the process, he knew what he had to do so that we could get saved. But what happened with Joseph is kind of like the same process. You know, the ridicule, the torture of being placed in that pit, then being sold into slavery, then just for granted of. And so he was given to Potiphar. So even with Potiphar, even being falsely accused by Potiphar's wife of, you know, saying that she was after him, to take advantage of Joseph, but yet he ran because he knew that it wasn't right. So in this, he took that and he just kept on going. And then after that, with the falsely accusing, Joseph was put, he was sent to prison because of false accusations. But it was there that through that process, through that reign of terror that he went through, really, he didn't complain. He did not once complain, but he just took it because he figured that, you know, God must have a plan for the things that I'm going through. Amen. So I just want to say there's a lot of us that are out there. We're going through situation after situation. But I just want to say don't despise your process. Don't despise your process because your process is making you. You know, we talk about the clay and the potter. Oh, God, you're the potter. I'm the clay. Make me, shape me, mold me, you know, do me however you want to do me. But a lot of times we say that. Do we really mean it when we speak it out of our mouths? See, a lot of times when we speak things out of our mouths, God don't see us. What I'm saying. So what we have to do is know in our hearts, you know, okay, well, God, you got me on this. You got me on this. So I'm truly going to let you allow you shape me. You are really powerful. Every pebble out of the clay that I could be made the way that you want me to be made. Amen. And so in the process, Joseph didn't know that he had to go through these many different things. The ridicule, the hurt, the mockery, you know, the lies, the shame, the belittlement, in order to get to that place of promise. So here it is. He's gone through all these many different tests and trials and tribulations, and he's actually overcoming all of them because everywhere that he went, it was prosperous. He prospered. He prospered in the prison. He prospered in everything that he did. People were just so they were just so shocked by the things that he did and how he moved in the spirit of excellence. Amen. And so in that, just want to talk a little bit about how when you go through the process, God will set you up can receive the promise. So in that, he set him up so that he could meet up there in the baker that was inside, that was sent inside of the prison. So he began to prophesy. He began to speak out their dreams. He began to interpret their dreams. And so he said, don't forget about me. He asked him, don't forget about him. And in those dreams and everything that was given, that time, so God was able to utilize him there, so that way that gave him that key to open that door of favor. I know somebody that can interpret dreams. I know somebody. So his voice, his name went upon great. He went before Pharaoh, and so in that, interpret the dream of Pharaoh. And in doing that with the spirit of excellence, and so he gained the kingdom to the kingdom. He gained the unfolding of the purpose that God had originally showed him, and was that his family was bound. So there was a time that Joseph had to meet over again, and maybe he didn't recognize who he was, but when he revealed who he was, that was the purpose. That was an encouraging word to the listeners. Know that no matter what you're going through in this season, no matter what pain and suffering that you're going through in this season, God's purpose, God's promise is yea and amen. He is not slapping some of his promise. His word says that his word should lie. It should turn it to him void. He's going to do exactly, but it's up to us to do what we're supposed to do, and that's believing, trusting, and standing in the presence of God and reading his word and fasting and doing the things that we're supposed to do to build our relationship and to be intimate with God and his word. So I just want to say an encouraging word. Just keep your head up. The promise is on the way. The process is almost over. Just keep it out. Just keep on walking it out, because God is going to make good of his word. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just want to say thank you, listeners. Now, you're more than welcome to dial in. If you want to press, dial in on 653-1364. Open a line up for those that want that just need prayer. You could definitely say, to receive prayer if that's what you want. The phone number again for we just got a couple of minutes, so I just want to make sure that I open it up for whomever wants to make a comment or a prayer request. Also, once the Blog Talk Show is over, you can also dial, still call for prayer, and that's 248-247-4471. That's 248-247-4471. That's the prayer line. Thank you. So I just leave it open for those that want to make a comment or would like prayer. Amen. Amen. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you did on tonight. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the purpose, the process, and the promise, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for taking us through, Lord God, the process to make us ready, Lord God, to receive the promise, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you are enlightening the eyes of our understanding, Lord God. And let us meditate upon your word, Lord God. Lord God, show us, Lord God, and demonstrate your power through us, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God. Continue to mold us. Continue to make us, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to process us, Lord God, for the purpose and the promise, Lord God, that you have given us, Lord God. And Father, we glorify you for it now, and we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for listening in to Releasing the Sound Radio Blog Talk Show with host, Prophetess Padilla Hayward. God bless you. Have an amazing night. Bye.